Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how you doing tonight?
Oh, doing great. Just moving along 1 foot at a time.
1 foot at a time. Sounds painful.
No, it's just not planning for the future anytime soon. What is presented in front of me is what I shall do.
So we're going to have a pretty interesting week or so coming up, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are. With that Mars and Pisces, first of all, everybody's running around in circles and can't see where they're going. And then Saturn, that colorful little planet that it is going retrograde in Scorpio.
Oh, yes. It's going to be that way until July 8th. Of this year. A long time.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Well, I think it's going to be good for some things. I think it's going to be good for people feeling the depth and the age of their soul. I think that their inner teacher is going to awaken somewhat, and they're going to remember a lot of things they forgot they knew.
That I agree.
And I think that there's going to be more of a concentration on, you know, I think everybody wants us to go back to a happier time in this country, you know, before 9/11 happened. Because after that happened, everything shifted in such a way. And I think a lot of people are looking about the simplicity or like maybe what our grandparents, how they lived or, you know, or how people have lived throughout the ages. And because Saturn rules time, I think more people are going to want to be having these intentional communities and, you know, maybe living off the land. And, you know, like the whole commune thing I used to have in the early 70s is kind of like, I think that that's going to be big and a big comeback this summer.
Oh, I do too as well. I see a lot of that. You know, again, people are getting tired of all the craziness and the insanity that's going on. And Saturn, it definitely sets that back a little bit and slows people down and says, wait, look, you know, especially being in Scorpio, re-examine, you know, see what you can do to transform and change to make it that way, to bring things back down to the basics and more simpler of life.
Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing, too, is that Mercury is going to be going retrograde also before we meet again on next Saturday. And, of course, we all know what that does. It adds to the confusion.
So make sure you sign everything before Saturday.
Absolutely.
But I do. I feel this is a real transformative time in people's lives. And we've been seeing this with Pluto going into Capricorn and that, you know, all the physical changes that have been going on that have been interesting, you know, and people looking at their lives in a different perspective during this period of time. With Saturn retrograde on top of this and then the Mercury retrograde on top of this, I think people are going to be enlightened. Okay, that wasn't the direction I needed to go. This is the direction I need to go, you know, and I think their focus is are going to refine that general idea of what direction they needed to go to a better way, you know, of getting achieving what they want in their life.
Exactly. Now, Saturn's going to be in trine to Mars in Pisces, which I find interesting because I've talked to more people even now with Saturn just in Scorpio and direct, not even retrograde, where people have been discovering that there was a whole lot of spiritual things in their family that they didn't know about. There are musicians in their family they didn't know about, artists they didn't know about, inventors they didn't know about, you know. So I think it's just going to be more interest also in people like looking at their genealogy or doing a little bit of an ancestral search or maybe traveling to the home of their roots, if you will. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to move in that direction for these next few months.
And I feel a lot of people are going to desire to do that. But in that trine, it's funny that you were talking about that because it's one of the things, the first thing that popped out when I saw this before the show is, you know, that Mars in Pisces going to the Saturn in Scorpio and trine, it's really, you know, that simplest form of follow blindly, blind faith, which I think is great, and that tempered blind faith that, there, you know, that here again, this is the right thing, and this we are at the right place at the right time right now. And, you know, here we need to work on particular things with our roots, with our family, with our root issues, and really work through them and come to a peace with them. I really think that's an awesome thing, especially with the aspect to Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the in conjunction from Saturn to Jupiter, I think, you know, siblings, family, you know, that type of thing are going to come into play with it.
I think you're right.
Looking forward to, you know, what comes out of it as far as families are concerned to see where, you know, the siblings lie, where, you know, who unites, who doesn't, where they can come to a peaceful middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an in conjunct with Uranus too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Which means in Aries at that. So
yeah.
Here again, which means that the greatest thing is that it, all of a sudden the light bulb can go on. All of a sudden things can shift and change. It could be, you know, that beautiful aspect makes it so, you know, large and enlightening, you know, it really does. So, again, going back to the Mars and Pisces, it's that faith. This is right. Let's go back to our core values and beliefs and have that faith as long as we stay within that it's right.
And I think more people are going to start mentoring and teaching what they know, and I think more people are going to go back to school in this cycle, Saturn being in Scorpio too, because I think people want life to have depth and meaning. And it's weird because before it was all about making money for so many years, and now all of a sudden people are looking for more because the economy is not giving them the security or the feeling that they are doing God's work, if you will, on the planet, and they're trying to find a way to really be the soul they were intended to be here in a new way. And I just think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I think that is so awesome. And I agree with you that I do feel a lot of more people are going to be going to school at this point in time and finding avenues to make that work for them and redefining their lives and redefining what direction they want to go. Even in my work and especially the last couple of days, I've really seen some major transformations of changes of things that they said they've wanted to do, and all of a sudden something has shifted, and, you know, it's like, well, I guess I've got to do that because my other option was just taken away from me. So I guess I got to go this direction, you know, and it is the right direction, and it is what they wanted. I think a lot of people are really fearful of shift and changes, and this, I think, is an awesome change, and I think a lot of people are going to be going back to school and looking at a new way of really recreating their life that has more fulfillment, that is closer to God, that is closer to what their mission on this earth is.
Absolutely. Well, we have a couple of callers that kind of signed up. I guess they could benefit from our wisdom, our astrological wisdom.
All righty then.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, how you doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you. I was hoping to have you guys see my chart, if that's possible.
Of course.
Sure, what's your birthday?
It's 12/28/1985.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yeah, 12:43 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Tustin, California.
Tustin?
Yes.
What city is that? Oh, I see it. And where do you live now?
I live in San Marcos, California.
You live where?
San Marcos, California.
Okay, cool. So did you have any kind of special questions for us tonight? Or you just want us to run with the ball?
Yeah, just run with the ball.
Wow, you've been going on this chart.
Moon.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's in good shape right now, I'll tell you that. It's in good shape. Boy, this is a very psychic time for you. A lot of awakening of your creative power, that's for certain. You're very psychic,
what
aren't
are
you?
What are you doing for?
Yes, very mm-hmm. true.
What are you doing for a living right now?
Right now, I'm a massage therapist, but I haven't really done any of that work for a while now. And I'm going to school, and I'm doing some part-time psychic readings for people, actually.
Great. Love it. And I know you feel very old when you're doing them, don't you? You're kind of wondering where these people came from. Your age
yeah.
of your soul is heavy on you right now, isn't it?
That's true.
Well, you are a Capricorn with Saturn in Scorpio and your Mars and Pluto there. This is a great time for you to be doing readings. Now, are you going to school to become a psychologist or a counselor?
I'm going to school to be a radio broadcaster.
Wow, oh. You're going to do it big time, huh? You're going to be out there giving all kinds of information. All righty then.
That's the goal.
That's not a bad thing. I like the broadcasting thing a lot. I really do. I think that's really a great thing that you're doing. I think, to tell you, follow blindly, I think you have a greater purpose or mission in your broadcast, in your speaking, the way you go. I think, you know, and one of the things that I have to say is remember that you're a very sensitive creature, okay? You have that Cancer moon, which makes you very, very sensitive, okay? Remember
right.
that nothing is so, you know, nothing cannot be fixed, okay? With you, you're extremely intelligent, so there's always another way to skin a cat, except for when you get very emotional about something and stop and really be overwhelmed by the emotion. So if you take the emotion out, you will always find the answer. When you put the emotion in, you will not get your answer. So think about that when you're doing things. Take a break, step back, walk away from it for a bit if you're emotionally attached to it, and the answer will come because you can figure out anything. It's a matter of your own doubt and your own emotional overwhelming that stops you from really being great at what you do.
That makes a lot of sense, and that's so pointed because I actually experienced that same scenario that you just pointed out a few days ago.
Yeah, a few days ago things were happening big time because the moon was passing over Uranus. Now, I'm a Cancer sun, so I was going through the same thing, and I called Jacqueline because I was kind of like there, and one of my other friends said to me, well, you know, you always have been kind of moody and emotional. I said, excuse me. I said, here's my disclaimer. I am not moody. I am emotionally spontaneous. And they said, could I quote you on that? And I go, yeah. But see, you have a sense of humor like I do. So you can sometimes use your sense of humor to back yourself out and just realize what a ridiculous space you were just in. And sometimes you can use humor to diffuse that emotional roller coaster we sometimes find ourselves on as well and develop a different philosophy, I want to say.
And I think I've been needing that as well, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, your chart is really nice. Do you have any children or pets around you?
No children or pets.
Because it seems like you would do well to have something that you could nurture on a daily basis.
Yeah,
maybe
I really
plants,
do,
but I don't think so. You know, I don't know if there's a place here where you can go out and, like, feed the squirrels or something. You what?
I do garden a lot.
Do you? Okay, maybe that's your zen.
It is.
All right, that's good. Because that and the whole nurturing like thing like Jacqueline was talking about with your moon, it's good for you to have it on a daily basis or a near daily basis so you can just feel connected to something that needs you, that you can love unconditionally, you know? So that's great. I'm glad
right.
that's working for you.
Thank you.
Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
And you have a stellar weekend, but what's left of it? We have a long weekend, so that's good.
All right, take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night. Wow, I love all that water.
Oh, you always do, my little cancer baby.
Well, you want all
that's
that crazy stuff
like
going
me.
On. Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
It is.
I have a feeling whatever he does with his broadcasting is going to be very, very interesting and complex. He's going to make a very good reputation for himself.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He's got perfect.
He's got that
serious side, but he's also got that good sense of humor. And he can really be very present with, you know, interview and presentation. You know, I think he can put also a psychological make-you-think kind of twist on certain things, too. So I think he's got it going on.
Absolutely. You know, he has his Neptune, his Venus, his Uranus, and Mercury all in the third house, both in Sagittarius and in Capricorn. And that whole in conjunction all the way up to his 10th house and his little Cancer moon, you know, that's such a great cause thing, you know. It shows that there's going to be a purpose and a cause in enriching those lives. I liked it when you brought out the psychological part of it because here again, that Jupiter in Aquarius, within that in conjunction really makes it nice to where he appeals to the masses and that whole situation goes really well for helping large groups of people. So the broadcasting thing is going to go great. He's really going to find his niche there.
Absolutely. Well, you ready for our next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the show, learning a ton.
Oh, great. Well, we're so glad. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was just kind of curious about Saturn. It seems to be kind of dancing back and forth between my fourth and fifth houses. I don't think it can quite make up its mind yet, which one it wants to go into.
So do you want security or adventure? That's what I'm asking you. Or
I'm
both.
Just a no-drama kind of person, and boy, there seems to be a lot of it around me, and I just am not that kind of person, so.
Now, I know we've talked to you before. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Andy.
And what's your birthday?
It's March 24th, 1965.
And what time were you born?
12:05 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Urbana, Illinois.
And where do you live now?
I live in the Kansas City area.
Alrighty then. Do you like it there?
I do. I like it very much.
Well, that's good. Especially with Saturn hovering around your fourth house.
Yes, absolutely.
See, a lot of times when Saturn is near the fourth house and interacting with that energy, what ends up happening is you can end up wanting to either go back to where you came from, where your family and you were raised and all that, or responsibilities come in around family. where you need to spend more time with them. Of course, with the economy, a lot of people are moving closer to family because they're not necessarily feeling like everything's easy right now in this time period.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had plenty of family responsibilities pretty much my whole life. So, I figure I survived Pluto going over my moon here a few years ago. I can survive anything.
There you go. There you go. That's the attitude I like to hear. Wow. Yeah, your moon's a little bit tricky, too, because it's such an early moon. You know, the moon changed signs when you were being birthed, so
yes.
it's a bit of a tricky moon. So whenever you do birth something on the planet, boy, I'll tell you what, when you finally see it manifest, it's like hip, hip, hooray.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So what would you like us to focus on for you tonight?
Well, I was a little curious. I was looking at my progressed Saturn, which seems to be a nice aspect to the transiting Saturn at the moment. I think the progressed Saturn is not too far from my natal Saturn. It's like at 15 degrees Pisces. How do those two kind of interact, a progressed Saturn with a transiting Saturn? Do they interact?
Of course. Of course. It's important to look at all of it. That's the way I look at it. That's what I love
Absolutely.
About
sure.
astrology. It's complicated, but I love that about it.
Yes. Yeah, it is very, very multi-layered, isn't it?
I know it. It's always a way to find an answer to your question. You know? And
I guess the transiting Saturn, I've had a lot of responsibility. I've had a parent who's recovering from a broken hand, and I have a husband who's been ill for quite some time, and that's starting to get worse. And so, those things are not, they're not surprising to me, I guess, is what I want to say. They've kind of been, going on. The mom situation is getting better. The spouse situation is getting worse. So just as Saturn makes its move eventually into the fifth house, how will that affect things, do you think?
I would think more limitations with your spouse.
Okay.
And the Scorpio energy would indicate, again, maybe it's something where you would want to go for the depth of the relationship of what can be accomplished in order to give more meaning to what, he's going through. That's what I would suggest. Saturn in and of itself can teach us many things, and that's part of the beauty of it, really. But also we can draw upon things that we never thought we knew, and you can just, end up just doing everything right no matter what's happening in reality, to make every bit of time, every moment count and help, because Saturn does also rule time. Because I went through that situation with my husband a couple of years ago myself, so I understand that. At the same time, because Saturn can be time, but it can also be timeless when you're working with your deepest intention. You follow me on this?
Yes. It's...
Okay.
A little bit more challenging because I'm in graduate school at the moment, and so it's, I'm learning the hard way. I need to focus more actually on myself.
Absolutely, that's where I was going with
it. It's a challenge. It seems intellectually very easy and, evident, but on a personal level, it's difficult.
And here again, I'm going to say that because that's where I was going to go with this, is that your respite, your break, because what you have, this wonderful yod that we talked about for a while, plays an interesting part in your chart, because not only do you have the Saturn in Scorpio, okay, and that in conjunction to Uranus, okay, which is what I'm looking at, goes right directly to your sun in your 10th house, okay? The self-expression, the being out and having your avenue of expression. This is a perfect time for you to be in school because your natal Saturn is conjunct Mars in the 9th house. So that gives you the opportunity to really branch out to what is truly right in the long term for you. Okay, here again, with your chart, you've got to look at it as limitations and boundaries. What is your obligation? What is not? You have to be able to balance the time that you spend taking care of others and taking care of yourself. Because if you don't nurture yourself, you cannot nurture others, and you're just drowned in it. Again, that 3-degree Aries energy of yours really is a key to have that moment and have that peace on their own, or else you burn the fire out, especially with Venus conjunct it in Pisces. That is the spiritual part where you have to have that relaxation away from everything and everybody, because you can be somewhat of a sponge and really absorb their energy. And so here again, limit your time is the point to how much, you know, okay, this needs to be done for this person, and this needs to be done for this person, but I don't need to do all of this. I need to do this. This is where my time schedule is at this point in time. Okay?
Right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I mean, it's interesting because I think the key right now is momentum.
Yes, and that momentum is kind of hard right at the moment. It's almost like we're all swimming through the fog with all the, you know, planets going into Pisces and all of the water and the emotion. And I don't mind the water and the emotion. I'm, you know, fairly comfortable with that. But, boy, it seems very difficult right now to make much progress forward.
And the progress is not meant to be seen at this time. Again, you have Mars, natal Mars, opposing transiting Mars right now, okay? Again, that balance with the opposition between the two. So it's a going with the flow kind of thing. I know you know, and here again, that perfectionist, that wanting to be everything and do everything. But there's a point where this is important and this is not. You don't have to do all those details, okay?
Absolutely.
And it's a balance. You know, here again, it's showing you that balance of, okay, I have to do this, but I don't have to do this.
Right. Very, very well put. Well, thank you both, and thank you for the reminders about all of this. It's very helpful and good reminders, and, you know, we'll all just enjoy swimming in the flow, right?
Go
right.
With the flow. Go with the faith. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, in mid-March,
good.
When Mars goes into Aries, you're going to start to feel the progress. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get there. It'll be fine. It'll good time for a massage, I think.
Hey, I think
yes.
That's a great idea. I approve.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you both. Have a great night.
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
This is the Illumination Station. We're doing some live readings on the air, helping people to navigate through the cosmic changes that await us over the next week. Our call-in number is 213-286-6741. And again, that number is 213-286-6741. Please call in and have your birth date, time of birth, place of birth ready for us, and where to focus for you to kind of give you the most out of counsel and help, maybe a little bit of advice, maybe a little bit of encouragement. It's all good.
It is all good.
I'll tell you, it's been so cold and so snowy and so much crazy weather stuff that's been going on since the last lunation. Everybody you talk to, it's like everything's windy, everything's freezing cold, you know, more snow fell in Massachusetts today. It's like, wow.
Oh. And yes, Florida finally got hit with cold too as well. So everybody in this area is cold and windy. And
you know what? I didn't even mention that. I wasn't even going to rub it in this time. I was going to be a nice girl.
But yes, it's interesting how, you know, the weather catches up with you. So for us, it's, you know, it has been extremely cold the last couple of days. And I look at it as an appreciation for what y'all do up there, okay, because I don't think I could live with that long of an endurance of cold and that long of an endurance of snow. And, you know, the whole psychological aspect of that is to endure through a point in time and stay comfortable for it. And I just, you know, I admire people who are able to do that and live in that, because it's just such a challenge. Driving, I'm astonished at the driving. I'd probably have a heart attack and die driving up there in the wintertime. I just, out of the fear factor of gliding along and going through that snow, I just think that that's such a challenge.
It most certainly is. I tell you, a couple of weeks ago I was just driving, not even 4 miles, in a total whiteout, and it only takes 1 second in time to end up in a bad car wreck, because I know, been there in the past. And I am just, I'm literally holding my breath. I'm not even breathing when I'm driving. It was almost impossible to see anything. It was just coming down so fast. And there was nothing you could do. And everybody, of course, got their blinkers on. Everybody's trying to go as slow as possible. Everybody's trying to go in the tread of the person in front of them, type of thing. And I did safely make it home, and I started to breathe again. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I should have been like a channel swimmer to hold my breath.
That's just amazing. You know, to me, I would say no. I'm not going out. I wouldn't even touch it. The challenge to making it through there, just, you know, it's a faith thing that you're going to make it from point A to point B when it's like that.
Exactly. Like when I looked at the new moon chart, okay, that we had recently here, and there was so much energy with the sign of the water bearer and all the planetary energy in Pisces, and I saw that T-square with Jupiter, I'm like, oh, no, and the ascendant on the eastern seaboard, I'm thinking wind, rain, difficulty traveling all the way until the next new moon, absolutely, because I did a little discussion with it at my chapel and with people to let them know, be prepared, have the kitty litter and the shovel and the scraper in your car. Preparation can help you to alleviate a lot of stress. But it's okay. It's winter. Well, would you like to take another caller?
All righty then.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, Aphrodite, and hi, Jacqueline.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm delighted to hear you guys again. And is it Jacqueline that has the children's books behind her in the picture?
No, that would be Aphrodite.
That was me.
Oh, Aphrodite, that's you?
Yes.
Okay, I love kids' books. I don't know if you do, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, my God, I just love it. I just started, actually, The Snow Queen, a different version of it last night.
How apropos!
No kidding, because I am in Massachusetts, so.
Oh, yes.
I have talked to you guys before, but I'm going to just remind you again when my birthday is, to kind of see, I have sort of a question about finances.
Okay.
So my birthday is February 15th, 1966. And I was born in Springfield, Massachusetts. And
what
I don't know. I don't know the exact time. I think it was about 1 in the afternoon, but I'm not positive.
righty then. See what we can see. So did you have a happy birthday?
Yes. I did.
And
you
have these
nice
solar returns, because you know what? Jacqueline loves to look at solar returns, too. So she might be able to tap into your finances with that as well.
Okay.
Now, do you still live in Springfield?
I do, yes.
Okay.
And you were there on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you party?
Well, you know, I did.
You go, girl. I'm glad you did.
I stayed up too late, whatever, but it was fun, you know.
Was it at your
always
house?
Always celebrate.
Yeah, it was just me and my boyfriend. We were just, like, listening to music and talking and having some drinks and eating and just, you know, being silly, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I think that's great. It looks like a nice commitment. It's like a nice energy. I love it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can see you doing that. Your home becomes a little bit more important this year than it normally is. In your solar return, your Sun and your Venus are in your fourth house. Also, Neptune is, but it's going to be more of a nesting year for you or a nurturing year for you, which is really great for the long term picture. It's really a nice thing. So don't be surprised if you spend more time in your house than you normally do. Normally, you're a little bit more of a social creature than you are this year, just to let you know. Looking
yeah,
at all the other stuff, I haven't looked at the financial situation, but looking in your solar return, I'll tell you this as well. Your part of fortune, it's just barely in there, okay, by about 8 minutes, but it's still in there. Your part of fortune is there, okay? So financially, you have luck on your side,
to
let you know, this year. So I am not as concerned. I'm really not as concerned about your financial situation as you are. That shouldn't be your major focus, I have to tell you that. Your midhaven hits it in your natal chart. Your solar return midhaven hits it in your second house. So you are going to be looking at speculation because it is in Leo this year. You're going to be looking at speculation or long-term investments a little bit stronger this year, okay?
Okay.
So look at the bigger picture, not the littler picture. The money will keep flowing as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So on that note, what are you doing for a living?
Well, I sell purple energy plates, and I don't know if I told you guys this before, but they're based on Nikola Tesla's theory of free energy. So I've been doing that for a while, and I do feel like that is what I'm meant to do and to be part of this energy, vibration and everything. And I'm also an author, but I don't make a lot of money doing that. So I do, you know, a couple of things. I'm a writer and I do the energy plates and, yeah, that's the main thing.
See, I think you're supposed to be stepping up the writing. See, Jupiter being in Gemini and forming like all these squares to your fifth house, which rules children and the children's books, I feel there's some way that you could generate additional income doing more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the energy plates time has come and it's going to flow naturally. But I think that it's the squares that I'm seeing in your solar return chart, it's time to step up the energy and meet the challenge of doing that because you do love doing it. And you have so many beautiful trines between Saturn and three planetary energies in Pisces in your fifth house in the solar return. So it's all about teaching the children. And it's to do it in a fun way, that Pisces energy with a sense of humor and with the illustrations. And to talk to them about the things and the values that are so dear to you that you'd like to share in your writing. So I feel that somehow you're going to be able to expand that and your financial concerns, shall we say, are going to diminish pretty rapidly.
Okay.
You're going to
be okay.
You're going to be okay. But I think that's what you're being called to create in order to alleviate that worry. In other words, go back to what you love and do it double time with that Jupiter and Gemini energy.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that means my writing. I need to step it up.
You do need to bump it up a notch.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's great because you're going through your Jupiter return this year. You know, you came in with your Jupiter and Gemini. And so, again, Jupiter transiting your 12th house, where do you do your writing? You usually do it alone in a room. You're kind of sequestered. It's you, your imagination, and spirit, and you're making it happen, right? Well, that's exactly where you're supposed to be, okay?
Well, then luckily I'm here. you know, and I know you can't probably answer this question. I'm just going to throw it out there to see what you guys might have to say about it. I am going through a terrible, heartbreaking situation watching my father diminish from Alzheimer's. And I'm just, you know, my mom passed away about 5 years ago. And I think since my mom passed away, they were married for 50 years. And I think that he has just, I mean, I could see the demarcation of the time when she passed to him, you know, increasingly becoming unaware. And is there anything either of you can tell me about Alzheimer's or why it happens? Or I don't know. You know, it's just, like I said, it's like the most heartbreaking situation. And I just don't know quite how to handle
it. There's a lot of theories on that. Some people think it's because of all the preservatives in our food for the last, you know, 30, 40 years. Other people think it's just one of those things where people used to just think people were forgetful because they were getting older. It didn't really have a standard diagnosis many moons ago, okay? But there are certain things that can help Alzheimer's. A lot of people are using the coconut oil, which helps a lot from what I understand.
I am too, yeah. I'm making him take that every day, yeah.
Yep. But at the same time, because it is something that does progress itself, okay, I think that because of Saturn now going retrograde, it might not be progressing so quickly between now and July. I think that maybe it will slow down in its progress a little bit.
Okay.
But it's very important because of Jupiter being Gemini to try and keep his eye-hand coordination and his sense of being present as available as you can when you're with him. Because it will just help him to have those lucid, clear moments where he'll still feel connected, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Is what I recommend. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Is the rest of his body healthy?
Basically, he's having a hard time eating because he can't swallow very good right now. He's,
hopefully.
I know. It's, oh, man. Well, I've got a doctor's appointment for him on Tuesday with that. But, you know, he's especially lucid at times, and he'll remember, like, things that he did, and he'll remember, of course, the songs, of the lyrics of all the songs that are on the radio, and, you know, but then other times it's just like it's like he's not here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, and I know, like, it's a spiritual question, really. It's like, well, why does this happen to certain people and not to other people? I don't know, but I'm just trying to get used to the idea that I know he will go on, I know we go on, and that he will be okay. And,
oh, of course.
Yeah, it's just very
And also
hard.
I think the loss of your mother probably played a major role in it, because sometimes the mind will shut down when they experience a great loss.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And
yeah.
So the idea of remembering selectively so that the mind doesn't rest on the painful passage of your mom, perhaps, may have facilitated this. Okay.
Right.
So in some ways, it may be a blessing for him,
yeah,
emotionally.
Right, right. And I often think of that, you know.
Absolutely. Think of it, and the way I was going to present that is think of it like your body going through surgery. Okay. He just had a major incident happen, and your body kind of shuts down and starts focusing on working on that one individual piece, and that's what it's kind of doing at this point in time. Is, you know, it's trying to make sense or trying to correct or work on that part that he can't cope or deal with. Sometimes, especially with older people, they'll induce a coma after a surgery just to have them not go through the agonizing pain, because it might kill them going through that agonizing pain.
Right.
So they let it heal to a certain extent in that coma-like state before bringing them out slowly so that they don't feel all the enduring pain. And here your father, he's enduring this pain, and so here his brain is kind of shutting down, trying to work that out and work that pain out. Okay.
Right. I'd like to take a look at his chart and see if there's a ponderous planet squaring his Mercury, because Mercury rules perception. When's his birthday?
It is February 7th, 1935, and I think he was born in Meriden, Connecticut, and I don't know what time he was born.
Okay. Because that might give us a little bit of a clue. How do you, oh, I got it. I don't have a time. I'm just going to put his sun on the ascendant for this chart because that's how I like to do it. That's what I'm comfortable with.
Okay.
And just take a peek and see if there's some insight what we can gain as far as if this is going to be speeding up or slowing down for him.
Okay.
If just might give you a better sense of bearings.
Right,
okay.
Right.
See, he has Neptune sitting on his Mercury. See, Neptune hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years. It popped in there last February. And so Neptune, of course, is disillusionment, it's faith, it's things unseen, but it can also cause like a clouding of issues and a sense of things being very surreal. And so that's what I'm seeing here. And Neptune, of course, is going to be sitting on his Mercury for another almost 2 years off and on because it moves so slowly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the music connection he has with the lyrics. You see this also with autistic children. Sometimes they can't remember how to say a sentence that you said, but if you put it in a song, they can sing it. Okay?
Yeah,
you see this with children that also have Down syndrome, by the way. So sometimes music can be a good way for him to be connected with his environment and maybe some of his good memories that it can at least give him some joy in this time period for himself.
Right.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I was going to go with the music situation as well. I would have, you know, a lot of time playing music lightly in the background for him. Okay.
Right.
You know, there's no question, again, that this is going to go on for a long period of time. Neptune's just coming up to his Mercury, so there's a lot of that, you know, and then it's going to pass over his Venus, so you've got a lot of time. However, I don't really think that he's going to pass on you anytime in the near future. And
that's
so,
because ladies, like two people told me that he was going to, and I was really afraid of that. So I'm glad that I'm talking to you.
I don't think he's going to pass anytime in the near future.
I don't either. And the chewing problem, it's a chewing and swallowing problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's how it looks in the chart because, again, we're seeing his Neptune's in Virgo, okay? Virgo has to do with what we ingest, what we put into our body as far as nutrition, you know, how we get it into the body, how we digest it and assimilate it, okay?
Right.
Now, Mars is opposing it right now in Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Mars being the planet of action, how well can he chew?
I think he's chewing okay, but it's getting stuck like it. I'm not even sure, like, he's got, like, a lot, not to be gross, but he's got, like, a lot of phlegm that, do you know what I mean? You know how, like, we'll, like, cough out stuff when we need to? He doesn't do that. It all builds up there. And
okay. So he's going to have to consciously do this because he's not doing it subconsciously, probably because of the Alzheimer's.
Right,
so he's
going
to have to really concentrate to get the food into him.
Exactly.
That's a little tricky.
Right.
Tricky. Now, does he have help around him all the time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, my God. This is why I'm asking about finances, because I want to keep him at home as long as he still knows where he is. I don't want to put him anywhere, but it's costing me like $700 a week to have these girls there when I can't be there. And that's why I'm asking. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know if I can keep paying for my house, you know. And so it's very difficult, not to lay out everything to you guys, but it's like that's why I'm concerned about being able to pay for his well-being and his health and the care and everything.
Exactly. So, exactly.
You know, my dad, like, my dad was just like, he was a music man. He actually worked for Warner Brothers Records. He was responsible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was responsible for a lot of albums that came out in the 70s. So we've always had this musical background. So I know the music is fantastic for him, but it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to, you know, I try every time I'm there to engage him doing stuff with his hands, reading, things like this, you know. So I guess it's just one day at a time, you know.
Exactly, exactly. And again, with Neptune sitting on his Mercury, some of the things he doesn't remember, probably he doesn't need to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And again, to be able to enjoy the music, which was, I guess, what you're telling me, his first love, that's really important, you
yeah.
know, in this time. But you're doing everything right. And like you said, I think with the writing, maybe because of the situation that your father is in, though, because you have to meet the challenge of creating additional income, it's also going to end up manifesting some beautiful children's books at the same time. So it may serve all purposes more than you realize in this moment.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I know that I am here to shed, you know, not exactly knowledge, whatever, but I am here to give people faith and hope. And I know that's why I'm meant to be here and to help people. So I do know my life's purpose, but like you said, I also have to be proactive in getting it out there, you know.
Absolutely. We're so glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad I talked to you guys, too. You always, like, listening to you, you always make me feel better, you know.
And you keep us posted. We want to know what's happening.
I definitely will. And listen, ladies, have a great night.
You too.
You
love.
As well.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Well, they're telling me I only have 14 seconds of stream left, but...
They did that last week, and, you know, it's interesting because it kept on going on from what I understand.
All right, well, I have no stream left, but we have one caller that's been holding on for about 5 minutes. Let's go ahead and go for that, even if we go overtime. Ready?
Okay. You got it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, how excited. And I was lucky. excuse me. I know you all speaking of retrograde and Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, so I wanted to see what you had for me.
Okay. What's your birthday?
11/13/75.
And do you know what time you were born?
7:45.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
7:45?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Brownsville.
Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, you've called in before.
Yes, but it wasn't about Scorpio. Now you're always speaking of Scorpio, so it's very
That's okay. We're always happy to have people call back in. We like when people call back in.
And I was just waiting and waiting for the show, and I had it on my thing. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I missed it.
All right. Let's take a peek.
It was just meant to be. You got it.
I think so.
Wow, this is great. Are you in school?
No.
Saturn's sitting on your Mercury, so you should either be teaching or learning or both.
Mm.
You have a lot of Scorpio. You're very psychic, aren't you?
Intuitive?
Psychic.
Uh-huh.
Take
intuitive,
responsibility for your gift.
Yes.
She has the Pisces moon, the Mars in Cancer, and
I know,
a whole
amazing
ton of Scorpio.
Yep.
What do you do for a living right now?
Right now, I am a donor processor, like a phleb tech. Phlebotomy. But I'm wanting to change careers.
Yeah,
I
think
you
should.
You should be a
yeah,
psychologist.
You know what? That's actually my major in college.
Yes.
I'm
hoping to go
great
back to school next semester, but I would like to do social work. I've always had this thing of wanting to help people. I don't as far as like social working with the child
teenagers.
Services. Yes.
Teenagers.
And things like that.
Teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's perfect for you. You really need to look at that because, you know, that's really where your greatest satisfaction is going to lie. And it's telling you right now, this Saturn, whether you're hearing it right at this moment or whether you're going to hear it during
mm-hmm.
the Saturn retrograde that's going to go until July, it's going to force you to make a look at this and really make a stronger decision because here your work is not just a job. And that's what you're doing right now is a job. Your work is
yes.
a way of life. You have to have that purpose or else it doesn't work for you. And here again, I think you do great with teenagers, and we really need more people to do this. And so here again, you're perfect at transforming and changing teenagers' lives and really giving them a nurturing way of heading forward. And so whatever you do, I strongly suggest you get yourself back into school. I think it's the perfect timing for it.
Me too.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'm actually going to look into it hopefully next semester. But I was hoping to do a career change that would give me more time to actually attend school. I mean, my job, I do see it as a job. I do not see it as a career.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this. What I am going to say is I would look into grants, loans, types, well, not necessarily loans, but grants and different types
mm-hmm.
of things that come along because you have the capability of researching and finding and making a living literally out of doing this. Okay, to where
mm-hmm.
you can actually make money to live off of and go to school right now at the same time. So
mm-hmm.
I think you should be doing some research with that and looking into that more than trying to escape the work that you're doing right now.
Well, the reason I'm trying to escape from it is because I work 10, 12-hour shifts. So it's something that even if I wanted to in this position that I'm at right now, I am tired. I really am
yeah.
And I have a young child. Sometimes I feel so bad because, Mom, let's go do something. I'm like, baby, I'm so tired. And because of the work that I do, I'm on my feet. I deal with so many people. And sometimes I just don't want to be among people. I just want to stay home and just not see
Absolutely.
People. Absolutely.
Find yourself in a cave somewhere is what you want to do sometimes.
Yes,
like nobody can bother you.
I do see a lot of people on a daily basis, and it's sometimes it's just overwhelming the type of job that I do, and it's a responsibility, a big responsibility. But I mean, I just see it as a job. I don't see no room as far as growth in it. So I mean, I feel this is not what I want to do. It's here in the meanwhile, but this is not, I mean, I've thought about it. This is not what I want to do. I've always liked social work, psychology, and things like that. Even law enforcement, something that has authority that you go in there. I've always been really good at it.
I believe it. And the thing is, too, that what Jacqueline, I think, was trying to point out to you is that sometimes you can get a grant or even a full scholarship
mm-hmm.
that would help to pay your bills so you wouldn't have to work at all and just go to school and take
mm-hmm.
care of your child. And
mm-hmm.
the resources are out there because President Obama has put a lot of things in place to help people that are trying
mm-hmm.
to get a job that actually works with the economy better and to better
mm-hmm.
themselves. So there's a lot of things available out there. And I think what Jacqueline was trying to point out to you is if you do the research, you're going to run across a few things that can help you tremendously to make this happen.
I have done the research. I know I do qualify for, of course, grants and things like government grants to pay the school. The thing is that I need to work right now because
right.
I need to have, even if it's a part-time job or something, I mean, that's going to help me get by because I am responsible for a young lady, you know. So,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
So I need to, I mean, she is growing up and she does require things that I... Me not being employed, I wouldn't be able to provide for her. So, I mean, I need to find another type of employment to where I can even it out and have time with her because she's at the point, I mean, she's 8 years old and she needs me right now.
Absolutely.
I can be around, and right now I'm realizing that I'm not spending much time with her, and I know she needs me to help her with her homework or, you know, situations that occur, and I'm not around much for her, and I am a single parent, so.
Exactly.
It's kind of tough for me. I have a feeling
you're going to find something because you are really dedicated to doing this. So I would just push forward. And with Saturn retrograding right now, too, my feeling is you may have thought of a couple of things you could do in the past and you kind of pushed it off.
Yes.
I go back and review that. I go back and review the things you thought about before and see if something comes up for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was hoping this career change that I was. It was a state job that I applied for. It was actually in college because it was like a state career opportunity for me, and it's something that I've been wanting. So I'm really hoping positive outcome out of it, and that would really work things out perfectly for me.
And when you're moon in the 10th house, that's perfect. Yes, absolutely. I think you could end up working, you know, in accordance with the city, the county. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I'm really hoping for that because even that, I could even go. Becoming to a federal, working with a federal agent or something. It's some, you know, I would have that opportunity. So,
well, I think it's a good idea to go and research and see what openings they have and see if any of it's a fit,
mm-hmm.
but there is a potential for growth. And the key with Saturn being in your sign is persistence.
So that, yes. So yes. Maybe it was necessary to call you. Positive. Positive. Yeah, I feel like a positive outcome out of this. So.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad that you called in tonight, and keep us posted on your progress.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I was so lucky.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a wonderful night.
Well, thank you. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. And you can reach me at 772-286-2720. And you, Aphrodite?
You can reach me at 540-400-0110. And I also put those numbers on the description this time in case, you know, people are driving, they're not writing things down, whatever. But anyway, call us anytime. You can find both of us also on Facebook. And if you need a reading between now and the next show, or you just basically wanted to find out more about what we offer, give us a call. We're glad to talk to you. You have a wonderful week.
Good night.
Good night.